Hey, radio news.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Righto, how much can you take out of your portfolio without running out of money?
Oh, that's the key.
Isn't this the big question today, Professor Plum? That is a key. Welcome to the program, folks. I am Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, getting started with a big hour of programming this hour and next hour, and a big week ahead of us as well. We got workshops to tell you about coming up at the end of the week and just a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. This hour, we're going to get into a little bit a discussion of this so-called 4% guideline, rule, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to call it, 4%. The idea, which came about in the mid-90s, you said.
Yes.
Was it Bill Benjen? One of those
William
guys,
Bill Benjen.
Who said that you can, with some reasonable security. And by that I mean about, what did they say, about a 90-some-odd percent?
I think it was 96, but don't quote me.
That was totally in my head, too. Percent security that you can take 4% a year out of your portfolio and have it last for, I think they said 30 years.
Really?
4%. So you have $100,000, you can take $4,000 a year out. You have $1 million, you can take $40,000 a year out. Well, again, that was crafted about 20 years ago, and interest rates were different back then. Guarantees were different back then, all higher than they are today. So now that whole idea that you can take 4% out of your portfolio and still have it last 30 years has come under some fire. It's come under some scrutiny. Is it still true that you can take 4% out of your portfolio, quote unquote, safely and have it last, say, 30 years? Many people have said no. We say, here's a good answer for you, it depends. The reasons why the 4% rule has come under fire, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And are those valid reasons, or are there other reasons why perhaps you shouldn't use this as a rule for yourself? All right, we'll talk about that. Now, we want to get you involved. You need to take part in the program. It's vital that you do so. You give us a call. This is an interactive show. Questions, answers, it all happens here. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We still have some emails to get to. We got a few in over the weekend, and we'll cover those here in just a little bit. Maybe not this hour, next hour, whatever it is. You can add to it. Go to wealthed.com, which is where you can also find all the information, not just about this show, not just about the workshops, by the way, which are coming up on Saturday, another one, but you can also get in touch with Professor Plum there at wealthed.com, or just by giving him a call at the off-air number, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150, their off-air number. You can speak to an advisor. More importantly, you can make an appointment and talk to them face-to-face. They'll tell you what you have. You can tell them what you have. They'll tell you, here's where we think you're going. Can you retire? Can you retire when you want to? How about taking 4% out of your portfolio? Is that too much? Is that too little? Do you have the wrong strategy? That's something we're going to be talking about. 800-644-1150. Get into the weeds. Talk to them about it. Your situation, your individual situation, and get your bucket strategy squared away. Okay, we are talking here. By the way, 877-PLANNER, again, I told you, we do have room for on the phones for you if you have questions on anything at all, anything that came up maybe over the weekend. Give us a call, 877-PLA-NNER. So you can take 4%. This was devised about 20-some-odd years ago.
His first report was in 1994.
Okay, 1994. Okay. Now, interest rates were obviously higher back then.
A lot.
Probably matters, because then you could get, I don't know what it was, what on a CD? 5% maybe? I don't recall. It's been so long. But it wouldn't have been out of the realm of possibility.
But I could say it was more than what we're getting on bank accounts and CDs today.
Bank accounts?
At least double, maybe triple or more.
Bank accounts, CDs, bonds? And by bonds, I'm really talking about safe bonds, safer bonds, government bonds and the like.
High-quality corporates.
Right. Now, you could still probably find, an 8, 9, 10% bond. You just got to go way out on the risk scale.
And on the maturity scale.
And on the maturity scale, perhaps. That's right. 80 years. What was that 80-year bond? Was it 80 or 70-year bond?
Like Switzerland or not Switzerland?
It was
Scandinavian country, maybe.
Yeah, it was paying like 3% or some.
Yeah, for 80 years, 100 years.
Unbelievable.
Why would anybody buy that?
Exactly.
But they sold them.
So anyway, okay. So is 4% is 4% too much to take out? Given today's interest rates. Now we're going to take a couple of calls just a bit, Professor Plum, but just an overview of this whole thing. 4%.
Well, over the years, several other, very, very, very smart people have gone back and kind of created the market simulations with historical data that Mr. Benjamin did. And they've then layered in expectations of future returns, not just looking historically, but trying to make some kind of forecast. And they're saying that given where we are with interest rates, given where we are with the market and, expectations of future returns, that the historical data is not a very good way to forecast the future. The returns that we've seen over the years, especially the last 30, 40 years in the bond market, are way higher than expected returns going forward because of the direction of interest rates. The stock market is not expected to have the same type of potential returns in the future as historical returns as we came out of the World War II, as we came out of some of the other areas. It were fairly good times for the U.S. economy specifically and the stock market. Yep. So they've tempered the 4% rule with saying, based on our expectations, our projections of the future, if you really want your portfolio to be able to last for 30 years and have a very high confidence of that, not 100% confidence, but a pretty high confidence, you're going to have to take out less. In fact, probably about half as much as the original studies showed, down in the 2% range, 1.9, 2.2.
Yeah,
and that's because bonds are not supposed to, are expected to kick in and help. And a lot of the help is in the down years in the stock market, where it can actually dollar cost average and help you basically buy something when it's down. But it's not expected to do as well. But all of these studies are based on a 50-50 or a 60-40 stock bond mix. 50-50 stock bonds, 60-40 stock bonds, something of that nature. And in fact, many of the later studies are now being saying, with bonds where they are today, you really shouldn't back it down that much. To have a reasonably balanced portfolio, they say, 75 stocks, 25 bonds has a similar potential risk footprint, so to speak, as the old 60-40s did, because of what's happening with the different economics. And the reality is, are any of these going to work? Now, the problem with the 2% distribution is, while they say this is what you need to limit your distribution to, plus inflation, over the next 30 years, the most likely occurrence is that you end up with a huge amount of excess capital, a very large legacy. You're basically shutting down your own lifestyle, mostly helping out somebody else's down the line. And many retirees don't want to do that. But on the other side, unless you are willing to take the risk that you're going to run out of money at some time before the end of your 30 years, so there's this huge difference of potential outcomes. You're either going to run out of money before you get to the end of your life, or you're going to have so much money by the end of your life, your heirs are really going to love you. So where is that fine line in the middle? But is it just the percent distribution that dictates what's going on? Now, as recently as, I think, 2012, maybe a little bit later, Mr. Benjamin's come back out and said, you know what, the reality is 4% still potentially works. He's not guaranteeing it. Nobody's guaranteeing it. But 4%. So is this a rule? No. We've talked about this many times. It does not work for everybody in every circumstance. Even under the historical settings that they did, it didn't work for everybody. but it did work for most people. But are there better ways? So how can we use this information to work in our own lives? It's not that it's a bad thing. Is 4% a horrible thing? No, but should you be looking at it as a rule, or should you be looking at it as something that can help you do some planning for the future?
And of course, you know, when they devised this 4% withdrawal rate, they were using a distribution method that was popular at the time.
Still popular.
And is still popular, although I think less so given the what happened in 2008. I think people began to wake up to see that perhaps the distribution methods, in other words, the ways they were taking money out of their portfolio to finance their daily lives, was perhaps incorrect. And so what they were doing was taking a 60-40 mix, 70-30 mix.
They were using a balanced portfolio
of stocks and bonds, and just systematically taking out 4%, chopping off a pro rata, I guess, distribution.
Right, and maintaining a constant allocation. If they started with 50-50, they maintained that allocation throughout every year of the project. If it was a 60-40 mix to start with, they maintained that 60-40 mix throughout the project. So it was a constant allocation based on a balanced portfolio to start with, as if that is the only way and the best way to create a retirement income. Now, for many years, I guess it was, because it worked. But does it work today, and is it the right way to do it?
For many years it worked, because think about what we saw back in the early 60s,
70s, 80s, 90s.
I mean, what did we see when this sort of rule was put into effect? We saw nothing but up markets for several years. It was the middle of a bull market. Anyway, so perhaps something's wrong with the distribution method. We're going to address that. We're also going to take your calls. Dale and others, hang on. We're going to get to whatever questions that you have coming up here as soon as we come back from the break. 877-PLANNER, our number. You got questions, we've got answers. We'll talk to you about them when we come back.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they proceed their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Well, I was waiting for a Marie to call, and I don't have any on the board, so it's time to play the song anyway. We also wait for Amy's to call, and Rosanna's, and Mickey's, although we won't play the Mickey song, I guarantee you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Don't forget, by the way, this Saturday, just another reminder, Professor Rick Plum, John Ellis, you guys are going to be killing it this Saturday in Santa Clara, California, at the Santa Clara Marriott, killing it. I mean, talking a lot about retirement, a lot of the stuff that we talk about on this program, but getting into the in-depth. We talk about not wanting to run out of money before you run out of time. Well, these are the retirement challenges, these income challenges, Professor Plum, that people have to overcome, and there have to be solutions to these.
Well, the 4% rule, of course, no, I'm kidding. That's what we've been talking about. But we want to be able to retire. We want to know, or at least have a very high confidence that we don't have to worry about it day to day, minute to minute. There's always some news reports that are going to freak us out from an emotional and potentially a financial standpoint. So let's see if we can at least take the financial side of it off the table so that we know that we have the income we need.
Exactly. And that's the challenge is there, and there are some potential solutions. So learn all about them this Saturday in Santa Clara. Join the Brain Trust there. All you got to do is go to wealthed.com. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, April 29th. Once again, go to wealthed.com to sign up. Free, totally free to you. Just show up, and we'll give you some great knowledge. Again, wealthed.com this Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning in Santa Clara. Okay, back to the phones, 877-PLANNER. Hey, Sue, I have three lines open. Give us a call. That would put Dale next, then, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I had a question about Social Security. Are you taxed differently if you wait for your full retirement age versus like taking it about, I was thinking about taking it at 65. Someone was telling me that if I wait until my full retirement age, which is 66 in 2 months, I'll pay less taxes on it regardless of my other income.
No, there's two different things that people confuse quite often. Now, the first thing you're talking about is taxability of the benefit that I'm paid. So once I start receiving a Social Security benefit, whether it's taxable or not is based on the other income that I have. If I have other income and the combination of the two of them exceed a certain amount, then I start paying taxes on, or at least start showing the Social Security benefit, part of the Social Security benefit that I'm being paid, as a taxable event. That has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with the type of benefit it is, whether it's a widow's benefit, widower's retirement, spousal retirement, disability. It's all taxed the same way, regardless of age. Now, where people get confused, especially when they're talking about the taxability of it going away at full retirement age, is they're not talking about the taxation. They're actually talking about an earnings test where if I'm still working and I have current wages, W-2 employment, net self-employment income, and I'm under full retirement age, then I may have an issue with my eligibility. Well, not only am I I would have to pay it back. It's not that I'm being taxed on the benefit. I'm not even eligible for the benefit, and they want it back if they paid me the benefit. So if I start receiving, you know, $1,800 a month when I'm 64 and I'm still working, making over the threshold, waking way over the threshold, a couple of years down the line, they're going to match up my W-2s, match up the Social Security wages, and they're going to say, hey, you were working. You weren't eligible, so give us back that $1,800 a month we paid you for those years. That's not a taxation. That's just a ripoff, but I mean, they want it all back, or at least some portion of it. Now, so there's a difference between taxability, which is based on all other income sources and is not age determined, and eligibility, which is based on only the wages and self-employment earnings that year and under full retirement age. So if you're not working, whether it's taxable or not, depends on what other incomes that you might have.
Okay, and I see that does not change if I wait to my full retirement age. Good, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the only thing that changes is that earnings test. The earnings test changes once I get to the year that I reach my full retirement age, and the earnings test goes away completely once I've reached my full retirement age. So if 66 and 2 months. Once you're 66 and 2 months, if you can get a job making $1 billion a year, they'll still pay you your entire Social Security benefit. And 85% of it will be taxable because you're making so much other money.
Well, you could probably afford it at that point. But
right.
Yes.
You might want to postpone taking until 70 at that point. But it's not because that they're not going to, you know, they're going to tax you less.
Yeah, that's true. Does that help you out, Dale?
It certainly does. One more question. Where does this, I know, like if you have only Social Security, they take a very small amount. Where does the dollar amounts come where the taxes increases on, you know, what percentage they
It's kind of different for everybody. I mean, there is a statutory number, but the number is a modified number. It's just a number that gets created out of a combination of how much Social Security you're receiving and how much other income you're receiving. So if your Social Security is relatively small and your other income is relatively large, you're going to hit the 85% of Social Security taxability very quickly. If your Social Security is very large and your other income is very small, you might not have to pay any Social Security tax on any Social Security benefits, because what they look at is they look at all the other income on your return. Any wages if you're married from a spouse, or your own wages from that matter, IRA distributions, pensions, capital gains, interest, dividends, passive income, other incomes, gambling winnings, whatever else, and tax-free interest.
Like municipal bonds.
They add up all that, and they add half of your Social Security to it. If that resulting number is more than $25,000 as a single taxpayer or $32,000 as a married filing a joint return, then some amount of Social Security will be taxable. How much? Well, it depends on how far over that threshold you are. It's basically $1 of taxability benefit taxability for every $2 over the threshold. So if you're only barely over the threshold, you're at $26,000 as a single individual, you have $500 of your Social Security benefit that would be on the taxable column. Your Social Security may be $30,000, but only $500 of it shows up taxable. So it's all a matter of how far over and what total modified adjusted gross income for Social Security taxation you have.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my questions.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Dale. You know, we get a lot of people who ask us about the taxation and think maybe, like the earnings test, it goes away at age 70 or 70 and a half or full retirement age or 60, whatever it is, and that's not true.
Taxability is very non-discriminatory. It doesn't matter age. It doesn't matter what kind of Social Security benefit it is. All it matters is, do you have other incomes, and do the combination of other incomes plus half your Social Security exceed certain thresholds? The main ones are, as I mentioned, $25,000 for a single individual, $32,000. Now, if you're in that, you know, just $1,000 or $2,000 over that, it's probably not going to be too detrimental to your tax situation. But there's another threshold higher than that where it starts ramping up very quickly. For a single individual, once that number goes past $34,000, for a married couple, once it goes past $44,000, then you start ramping up the taxability of your Social Security benefits fairly quickly. If for every dollar you're over the limit, that higher limit, 85 cents of a previously untaxed Social Security benefit becomes taxable until such time as 85% of your Social Security becomes taxable. Now, it's not taxed at an 85% rate, but 85% of the benefit could be subject to taxes at whatever rate your tax bracket is.
Right. So if you have, you know, $1,000 a month of Social Security, then $850 per month would be subject to tax.
It should be a little bit higher than that.
Why? What?
Because it's 85% of $12,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, 85% of either one.
$850 a month. Okay, I thought you said $8,500 a year.
No,
I'm sorry, my fault.
Yeah,
that was
$850.
My bad.
Sure. All right. 877 Planner. We got room for you. We'll get to a couple others, Michael, and others. Hang on. We're going to get to more questions and answers when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice.
My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
There we go. Every once in a while, we pick one out for Plum. We did it again. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean with the aforementioned headbanging Professor Rick Plum.
I do like the song.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with it. It takes you back, you know.
Yesterday when I was listening to it and driving around.
Yeah, or to a simpler time than yesterday, you know, maybe a long time ago. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We're going to get some more of your emails. We're also going to continue our discussion. We haven't forgotten about this, about our the 4% guideline. And what's wrong with the 4% guideline? Is 4% too much to take out of your portfolio? Many people say it is. Some have said as low as like 1.9 or 2%. So if you have $1 million, you can only take 20 grand out of it safely, with some certainty that you're not going to run out of money. Really? We'll talk about that coming up later on this hour. But we do have some phone calls to get to, and we do take those first. 877-PLANNER. Back to the lines we go. Houston, Texas. Michael is next. Hello, Michael.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Great, great. Thanks for taking my call. Got a question in regards to the taxability. My wife became disabled several years ago, working for the Postal Service, and she is receiving a disability pension along with Social Security. She was about 40, 41 when she became disabled. And while I do the taxes, I've been having to pay taxes as if she was basically still working. It was taxable. Someone mentioned to me in regards to her normal retirement age that I shouldn't, we should no longer have to pay those taxes or something like that. Can you explain something to that effect?
Well, the pension that she's receiving is from the Federal Employees Retirement System, and she's you're receiving a 1099 for that pension as a taxable pension every year, correct?
Correct.
And then you're still working or not working?
No, she's not working. I'm working.
You're working.
Right.
So your earnings are taxable. And so, you know, what you're earning plus her pension, and then up to 85% of her Social Security will also be taxable, depending upon how much total income there is in the overall household, assuming you file a joint return. There's this urban legend that retirement age, normal retirement age, changes the taxation of a Social Security benefit. And that's just not a true statement. It doesn't matter whether it's disability, retirement, or otherwise. The Social Security taxability, as we were talking to Dale about, is based on your other income. The fact that you have wages, the fact that she has this pension that's taxable, means that most likely 85% of her Social Security benefit will be taxable until such time as these other income sources drop, and have to drop quite a bit, actually, to be able to take her Social Security out of taxability. So it is a taxable event. If that pension is taxable and your wages are taxable, those combined, you know, add up to more than, you know, 25. What is the household income?
Approximately $110,000.
Yeah, so there's your 85% of her Social Security is going to be taxable. Now, when you ultimately retire, will you have a pension?
Yes.
And between your pension, your wife's pension, your Social Security, her Social Security, and anything else, IRA distributions, what's your retirement income going to be? It's going to probably be close to what you're making now, right?
Yes.
So it's likely that your Social Security, now the only advantage when you get to retirement is that only half of your Social Security will be included. So it may be that you get to save some taxability when you retire and your income comes down a little bit. But it's you're going to pay taxes on that Social Security, and it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with how much other income do you have, and adding in half of the Social Security benefit that was paid. And if that number is over $32,000, actually, if it's over $44,000, it ramps up the taxability very quickly. If you're going to have $100,000+ in retirement or close to it, it's a good chance that a good portion of that Social Security will still be taxable. Now, how much is her Social Security benefit?
Approximately about $1,000 a month.
And when you retire, how much is your Social Security benefit expected to be, based, you know, ballpark?
Around $1,800.
So you're looking at $2,800, about $35,000 a year, and the household income is going to be $80,000, $90,000, $100,000
at
that time? Yes. Yeah, you're going to be paying taxes on your Social Security benefits, the majority of them, up to about 85%, for the rest of your life. And age has nothing to do with it. It's all this other income, which is not the worst thing in the world. Having other income is a good thing. But you also have the privilege of paying taxes on your Social Security.
It doesn't have any effect on the disability FERS pension she's getting also, right?
The only thing that would have an effect is if that pension was not taxable. If it was a disability payout, not a pension payout, and it was not a taxable item, if that FERS pension was coded as a tax-free disability payment and it did not show up on your tax return, then it would not be an issue. I mean, your income probably would still be a problem. Your income would probably still make her Social Security taxable anyway. But the only way that pension is an issue is if it's not a taxable item.
It's coded, I think, as a 3 or something like that. Would that be...
Well, you do the taxes. Does it show up on on your joint tax return?
Yes, I put it on there, yes.
And does it show up in the taxable column? There's two sides of the pension payout. There's a middle piece and a taxable piece. And if it's in that taxable column. Now, let me ask you this. What is your income by yourself, not including her pension? Right now, how much do you... What is taxable out of your paychecks?
Adjustable growth income is around $90,000.
Okay, and how much is her pension?
Approximately, I want to say about $8,000
a year.
Right.
Then, even if you took her pension off of this, her Social Security is still going to be taxable because your income is pushing it into the taxation zone.
Okay.
Now, without your income, with a lesser amount of pension and Social Security for you, if you have that, you may not pay as much in taxes when you retire.
Okay, so there's no way around this thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, Congress is, much as I malign them and call them a bunch of bad names and all that, they're pretty good at closing all the loopholes when it comes to collecting taxation and creating taxable income. It's really hard to get around the taxability of certain things. They've done a pretty good job.
Well, unless you're really, really rich, because then the tax...
Well, then you could buy your way into
it. Well, sure, because, all you got to do is get yourself, I don't know, a billion or so, Michael, and
then buy a politician.
It's not that hard to do. Well, getting the billion is a tough thing, but for regular, folks like you and me and the rest of
it's
us...
It's pretty hard to get out of the taxable zone.
It's pretty hard to, exactly.
You would think that, if a person was disabled, that the tax... liability on it would be removed.
You would think, but then, you're trying to add certain emotional, logical points to a taxability, which they don't go hand in hand. And as I said before, Social Security is the benefit itself that is paid to us. It doesn't matter what kind of payment. It has the same rules for taxation, whether it's a retirement benefit, because your disability or her disability benefit will turn into a retirement benefit when she turns 66 and or whatever her full retirement age is. So it automatically changes characters. So they don't even look at what kind of benefit is being paid. They just say, if you are getting a Social Security benefit paid to you and you have other income, you deserve to pay some taxes on that Social Security. If you have no other income, it's tax-free.
Okay.
Whether it's a disability, a survivor, or retirement, doesn't matter. They treat it all the same. Does that make sense? No.
No, it doesn't really make any sense, Michael. There's no point to taxing Social Security other than reducing your check. So But, you know,
now the taxes he pays goes directly to the trust fund.
Well, no, it doesn't. But until such time as, you know, we elect people that will change this and make it better for us, it's going to continue to be that way. Wish we had better news for you there, Michael. But
and the more and more people are going to pay more and more taxation on Social Security as we go, because they set those thresholds, the $25,000 and the $32,000 threshold. They set that in 1983, and it is not indexed for inflation. They set the higher threshold, the $32,000 and the $44,000 for single versus married couple filing joint return, in 1993, and they haven't changed them.
It's never been raised.
And there's nothing in the law to change them.
No. But what's interesting is that the high end of the, you know, the estate tax limits that subject to more estates to taxation, that goes way up every single year, which tells you exactly where they stand. So anyway, Michael, if you have any other questions, I got to take a break. I hope that helps you out. You can hang on, and we'll talk to you either during the break or on the other side. I know we've had explanations of why Social Security is taxed. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I mean, I understand it. That's the, you know, circular logic, which would dictate that benefits need to be taxed, but they don't. They have absolutely no reason to be taxed.
And if it's taxable income, it's taxable evenly? No, it's not. You can have $50,000-$60,000 of Social Security and not pay any taxes on your Social Security.
Where you could have $30,000.
$10,000 of Social Security and $40,000 of other income, same income level, and you have to pay tax on 85% of the Social Security. Same income level overall.
Mm-hmm.
Total different taxability.
Yeah, you see how they mess with you, folks? And we keep sending them back to Washington. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got some room on the phones. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here from the Chief Capital Group. Another hour coming up. Don't forget, also coming up, another couple of hours with the Brain Trust on Saturday, April 29th. Already, it's this Saturday. You know, we've been promoting this since like February. It just seemed like a long time ago. But April 29th, Santa Clara, that's the next workshop. Join the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, John Ellis, and who knows, maybe a couple of other folks to join you as well. But we need to see you there. Learn all about these retirement income challenges at the Wealth Education Workshop put on by Lucia Capital Group. Saturday morning, April 29th at the Santa Clara Marriott. Going to remind you this week, and that'll be it. This Saturday, 9 o'clock, you sign up at wealthed.com. WealthEd.com. There's going to be plenty to see and do, stuff to learn about, retirement income challenges, and those solutions to those challenges. Maybe even grab a cup of coffee there. I don't know. Who knows? We'll find out. You got to go. Once again, sign up there at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com this Saturday, April 29th in Santa Clara, California. Again, our number 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We started the hour talking about the 4% rule, and I just want to wrap up a couple things here. We'll get into it perhaps a little bit more later on in the hour, Professor Plum. But the idea that you could take safely 4% out of your portfolio and still have it potentially last 30 years.
Well, they're talking about taking 4% of the original balance and then never looking at it again. Obviously, if you take 4% of the original beginning of the year balance out each year,
you're never going to run out of money,
but you may have a very volatile income. Sometimes it may go up, which would be very good, but sometimes it may go down, like we saw in 2000 to 2002, 2008 to 2009. You know, those are big downturns, and if you were basing it on a specific percentage, you had a very volatile income. And that doesn't mean that you're in very good control of your retirement life at that point, does it? Is do you want to leave your income up to the whims of the movement of the market?
No, you don't. And so the idea is take the original 4% out. You don't take a cut in pay, but in some cases you might wind up taking more than the portfolio is worth. I mean, taking out more than 4% because the portfolio's, you know,
has you're definitely taking more than it's earning out in years where the markets are down.
Sure.
And not only are you taking money out that wasn't attributable to earnings, had to be coming from principal, that money can never recover. And so, that can be a problem.
Yeah, so now they're saying, well, because of interest rates being where they are and bonds paying so little, we're actually recommend, not we, this is what folks are saying.
This is the general population of academics.
Yeah, saying that perhaps 4% is too much, maybe you should go as low. I've seen it as low as 1.9%.
Right, and it seems like you should be able to just, I mean, hey, if I put my money in a bank account, and I pull 1.9% out of the beginning balance, even if I adjust for inflation, that should last me 30 years without even any earnings.
Well, now here's the thing. If you take money out of a volatile portfolio in the manner that so many people have recommended over the years, the easy method, the one that...
The balanced portfolio,
they have a really strong argument. It's probably true that 4% is too much to take out of your portfolio, given where bonds are and interest rates are and all that.
And it all depends on something we've talked about in the last couple of weeks. What happens over the next 10 years? If the next 10 years are positive years, every year is a positive year plus, you don't have anything to really worry about too much. You're going to do fine. If the next 10 years has a couple of down years, especially one or two bad down years, you're in trouble. You're going to have to very, very definitely curtail some of that spending habit over time. So it's not the portfolio that's the problem. It's the strategy behind how you're taking your distributions. So the idea is, don't take money out of a down portfolio. If your portfolio is down, and even a balanced portfolio can have a negative year. So do you want to go without income during those years? No, the idea is to set up your distribution strategy in a more realistic fashion for those trying to protect against those bad years. So we have to look at it. Now, is the 4% rule unusable? No, the 4% rule works very well for projecting into the future, for looking at what's happening. I'm not retired today, or I am retired today. What kind of an income can I basically look to take from the portfolio, but then structure the portfolio differently than just a balanced portfolio? Now, it's not a guarantee that everything in the world will work out perfectly, but it has a good chance, a better chance of working out. But when you're 35, 45, 55, and you're not retiring for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, you can try to use the 4% rule to kind of project what's happening in the future. So I'm 50 years old, I want to retire at 65. I'm just making the numbers up. And I have X amount of dollars currently saved. I'm saving at a rate of Y amount per year. I'm going to assume that this continues to grow on average at 7 or 8%, whatever your number you want to use in yours, over the next 15 years. I'm projecting a number into the future. That number is X amount of dollars. I can look at that and say, you know what, if I were to look at building a portfolio around a 4% distribution, I'll have this much income, my Social Security will be this, I can either retire or not retire. It's a great forecasting tool. It's a great way to look into the future and say, you know what, I probably can do this. It's different than when I'm actually there, but it's a great way to forecast. So it is a useful tool. It's not a rule, but it's a useful tool. Now, when I am in retirement, a lot of people change how their distribution is going to happen. Maybe I retire at 65, but I don't want to take my Social Security until I'm 70 because I think my spouse is going to live a lot longer than me and they're a little bit younger than me. So I'm going to wait. So in the early years of my retirement, I may take 6, 7, 8% out, knowing that when I turn 70, I'm going to get a big amount of income from my Social Security, which means that I can drop my distribution at that point, and I may either drop it back down to a 4 or 3% distribution at that time. Yes, it requires spending some of the portfolio early, but my ultimate goal is to have money, more money for my spouse, you know, 25, 30 years from now than I would otherwise have. So it's not something that's, you know, etched in stone that can't change, that you can't violate the rule for at least a period of time. Now, if you start off saying, I want to take 8% a year out of my portfolio and it's going to be 8% forevermore, okay, you have a problem. That probably is way too high of a distribution, unless you're already 85 years old. Or you know that you're going to get an inheritance in 10 years.
Or you know you're not going to live past 70 or whatever it is.
I mean, those are all things that could happen. But it is a useful tool. The 4% rule, 4.5%, 4.2, 4.6, depending upon what, you know, I don't think that you want to set your portfolio. I have $1 million and I'm allowed to take $19,000 a year out of it. That's a little on the lower side. And okay, if you wanted to live with a very easy 60-40 stock bond portfolio, and you never, hey, if you set it up at a low distribution and you can afford to, by your choice, that's what your lifestyle requires, more power to you. We have seen people that have portfolios that don't need any money from the portfolio because they have pensions and Social Security and everything's paid off, and
yeah,
they just don't have lavish, you know, spending needs.
Well,
but
so
fine. They can do whatever they want. The rest of us have to do something different.
Right, and that something different has to do with the distribution method. We can talk more about that next hour. We're out of time for this hour, and we got room on the phones for you because we got another hour coming up. If you want to speak with Professor Plum about this or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, do so at this number, 800-644-1150. The back office line, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.